I don't believe it.
What?
I just don't believe it.
Yeah?
The buffoonest move of all time.
And?
You won't believe what I just saw.
What? Tell me!
Research man was standing in front of me, shaking his head in disbelief. He was grinning like a fool, and I was dying to know. I knew who, I just didn't know what. I knew this much at least, the whomever that was involved certainly did not have the edge. I had known Research Man for years at other companies, but it wasn't until he came to work for Boss Man that we made a connection. He'd come to LA as a profoundly depressed young man to undergo a form of psychotherapy that he believed spoke so directly to him, and ended up staying and supporting his ongoing therapy with moving. After 10 years or so of analysis, he turned around his crippling mental condition, and, in his own words, went from having suicidal thoughts every day to being a mere common or garden variety neurotic. Because of his years in therapy, he had a wealth of insight to offer on irrational behavior. And moving certainly provided an endless supply. Our humorous reaction to the horror of it all was not only ever entertaining, but also a bonding experience. We became friends outside of moving too. If I was a keen amateur observing, he was an informed detective listing reasons why. Research man. It appeared that Research was helping the buffoon with a large office table. The table had been dismantled while in storage and was now ready for reassembly. Generally, the easiest way to reattach legs is to put the top face down on a carpet and screw the legs into the table with the aid of gravity and light. Trying to get things exactly matched from underneath while pushing up can be difficult. So, it was a rectangular wooden tabletop with two metal legs. The legs splayed out in a straight line as you looked down on them. But with the table upright and viewed from an end, one leg would describe an upside-down letter T, a capital T. On top of each leg was a square mounting bracket, so the leg could be secured to the table. All holes matched, whichever way the bracket was positioned. They described the perfect square. First of all, he didn't take the table apart. Now, why a buffoon boy of our people was assembling it, I have no idea. Anyway, he called me to help him put it back on his feet. As I came into the room, I immediately noticed the legs were round the wrong way, so the line of the legs went in the same direction as the length of the tabletop. Oh, man, you should have been there already. So I said, Sully, the legs are round the wrong way. There's no stability for the table to stand on its own.
Nah.
You know how he is. Sully, it's gonna fall over. There's no support.
No, it's not.
I looked at him with his vacant stare and realized he didn't have a clue what I was talking about. I decided to make my point another way.
Okay.
Let's put it on his feet. We turn it over and I walked away.
Walk away, Sully. Walk away.
He wouldn't let go of his side. He was confused. He tentatively let it go, but as it started to tip, he quickly grabbed it. He was so sure he was right. He wouldn't even entertain my suggestion. Completely dismissive of it in his own oblivious way. Again I said, Sully, walk away. I wanted to rub his nose in it. You know what he said? He said,
Oh yeah, these legs go that way.
Not, oh, what an idiot I am, as if they could go any other way. So embarrassing. What, with the customer standing right there? Luckily enough, she's out of it as well. So out of it. What a couple they'd make.